morning, everybody. I brought a few notes. I tend to lose myself in the moment and forget where I'm going, so this helps out a lot. It's interesting that Troy asked me, you know, why me? And gives you a lot of thought. And why do I believe it's a long story to tell. I mean, I started when I was little, and there hasn't been any great moments. It's been a growth of faith over many, 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 many years. It's a story of people. Why do I believe? Look around you. You're it. Look further. Around Presbytery, some people that have impressed me greatly for their faith, for their dedication. And then one thing you've got to know, you cannot do it alone. You've got to have other people around you. You've got to have mentors. You have to have guidance. It's a great thing. So I believe. It's a question that's never been really easy for me. The world is full of doubt, sinners, war, hate. Things said a long time ago in various areas, various things have always stuck with me. You know, once just about three or four words. And I forget where I heard it. It was probably on a radio station or something like that. And it's two guys. You know, the first one gets up in the morning and he says, sticks a toe out from under the covers and says, "Good Lord, it's morning." Number two guy pops open one eye, then the other looks around and says, "Good morning, Lord. We want to be that guy." And it's always been a guidance for me to think in that way. It's a confirmation of what is good about living. The bad parts can get you down, but the positive of faith is always right there. My journey started with my first memories of a congregational church in a small town in North Dakota. I imagine Dad was dragging me along and, you know, into Sunday school and all of that. I remember a great big sandbox down in the basement that had little tractors I could play with. Just a small town Sunday school, fellowship, and a good and caring pastor. I guess that has always stuck with me. Of course, teen years hit. I have an inquisitive mind, curiosity, and I took a look at a lot of things. But to make a really long story short, no matter where I looked or who I talked to, Christianity always came out on top. The promise of the cross, the golden rule, and of course my favorite book, Ecclesiastes, who says, "There's nothing new under the sun." My time was marked on and off by quite a few churches. And what I always found was people or pastors that made a great impression on me for their faith and caring. For sure, I could find caring people in other places, but when punctuated by faith, it is real special. Even more when in the mid-80s, I moved with my family to a little town called Escalon. The feeling of being at home was almost immediate. And the examples, people who were an example to me, and each lived in their own way, a few who have preceded us to a better place, like Jim, who, if I missed a Sunday, would throw his arm around me and say, "Where were you last Sunday?" And I kind of look at him and say, "God'll get you." Almost without fail, he was there. Or Ray, hearing my tractor wasn't running, showed up that afternoon with a toolbox to help the city boy out. Bob, who taught my kids to swim, Andy, always positive, and many, many more. What examples. And this is still here. Men and women here and in many Christian congregations, this can really humble you. Now for me, I've been through some interesting times of late. Of course, when Pastor was a very young pastor, I actually saw him sit in the floor after seeing me after bypass surgery. I won't say he actually fainted, but it was pretty close. Then came 5 years later, my bout with cancer. Troy had toughened up by this time and helped me keep my spirits up through some really dark and tough times. Then there were the prayers. The prayers from the congregation and from congregations literally around the world that I heard from. Friends, never doubt the power of prayer. For me, it was truly humbling, but also uplifting. Quite an experience. So why do I believe? My story goes back quite a ways. No great aha moments. So finally, I have one thing to say. Good morning, Lord. Thank you.